I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. A New York judge is postponing a decision on whether to undo U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's conviction in his hush money case because of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity made earlier this year. New York Judge Juan Merchan had been set to rule Tuesday. Instead, he announced he'll delay the ruling until November 19th at the request of Trump's lawyers. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports, if he does not throw out the conviction, then Judge Merchan has other decisions to make.
The judge's ruling will also address what happens to Trump's previously scheduled November 26 sentencing date. Even though the Republican won back the White House, the legal question concerns his status as a past president. A jury convicted Trump in May of falsifying business records related to a $130,000 payout to Stormy Daniels in 2016. Trump denies wrongdoing and appealed the verdict. Julie Walker, New York.
International aid organization said Tuesday that Israel has failed to meet a U.S. demand to allow greater humanitarian access to the Gaza Strip, where conditions are worse than at any point in the 13-month-old war between Israel and Hamas. The Biden administration last month called on Israel to surge more food and other emergency aid into the Palestinian territory and gave it a deadline that expires Tuesday. AP Middle East News Director Joe Fetterman has more.
In a letter last month, the U.S. gave Israel 30 days to improve the situation. It called for a dramatic surge in the flow of badly needed food and supplies, and it said that military support for Israel could potentially be curtailed if there wasn't improvement. Eight aid groups say that Israel has come nowhere close to meeting the goals outlined by the U.S. They accuse the Israeli army of hindering deliveries and failing to provide security for them to operate.
That was AP Middle East News Director Joe Fetterman reporting. This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte Tuesday sounded a warning that Russia's cooperation with North Korea, Iran, and China threatens Europe and the Indo-Pacific region. Speaking to reporters following a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris, Rutte laid out how these alliances present a threat to the entire world.
After delivering ammunition and ballistic missiles, North Korea has now sent troops to fight and die alongside Russia in its illegal war. In return, Russia provides North Korea with funding and missile technology. These missiles present a dire threat to the United States mainland, to Europe, to the Indo-Pacific, and to the wider Euro-Atlantic.
The NATO chief also said China is helping to prop up Russia's economy and enable its defense industry. He called for unity among Western nations to combat this cooperation. As climate scientists and world leaders meet in Azerbaijan this week to discuss steps to address climate change, fast-rising methane emissions could undermine efforts to limit global warming by mid-century, prompting scientists and policymakers to urge aggressive action to curb output of the potent greenhouse gas. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan explains.
Atmospheric methane levels in the last 5 years have risen at their fastest rate since record-keeping began. Methane molecules are more powerful in trapping heat than carbon dioxide, meaning it takes fewer of them to cause the same amount of warming. Scientists say they have contributed roughly one-third of warming experienced since pre-industrial times. Reducing methane levels could not only have a more immediate effect than reducing CO2, but according to the United Nations, is likely cheaper. Methane concentrations are also rising faster than any other major greenhouse gas. According to the 2024 global methane budget, two-thirds are driven largely by human activities such as agriculture, fossil fuel activities, landfill, and waste.
That's Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. Police in southern China report a man rammed his car into a crowd, killing 35 people and leaving dozens of others severely injured. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Police say a 62-year-old man, unhappy over a divorce settlement, deliberately rammed his car into people exercising at a sports center in the southern Chinese city of Zhuhai. 35 people were killed, another 43 injured. Police said the attack happened late Monday and that the vehicle knocked down a number of pedestrians. Video shows a firefighter performing CPR on a person as others were told to leave the scene. One woman says her foot is broken. Dozens of people were lying prone on a running track. By Tuesday morning, Chinese internet censors had scrubbed most everything but a few posts of the incident. I'm Donna Water.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.